ABC Radio Australia.
A group of West Papuan refugees who were ordered to demolish their homes in the PNG capital, Port Moresby, have been granted a temporary reprieve. The refugees, some of whom fled the West Papuan region decades ago, along with their families, have been living alongside a drain for more than a decade while waiting for local authorities in the capital, Port Moresby, to find them a permanent home. Last week, they were handed demolition notices by officials, but they've since been told they can stay where they are for now. Reporter Liam Fox has been covering the story for us. Liam, what is the latest in this story?
Well, representatives of the West Papuan refugees met with officials from the National Capital District Commission to discuss their situation yesterday. It was officers from the NCDC who served the refugees and their family members with demolition orders last week, requiring them to take down their unauthorised homes and small businesses they'd built in the suburb of Rainbow. Those makeshift homes and businesses had been built alongside a drain in between two residential areas over more than a decade. The living conditions there are poor. The 400 people in the community share a single tap and a single electricity outlet. But it's the only home they know. West Papuan community leader Olaf Wyankau says the NCD officials told him that they will sort out the issue with the landlord and that the refugees will be allowed to stay in Rainbow while the final administrative hurdles are cleared for them to access a piece of land to build permanent homes. Unfortunately, the phone line was too scratchy for me to play you some of what Mr. Wyankau said. But his account is in line with the commitment made by the Port Moresby Governor, Powers Parkop, last Friday. It was Governor Parkop, a vocal supporter of the West Papuan independence cause, who promised to find the refugees a permanent home over a decade ago. On Friday, he said he would work to stop or at least stall the demolition orders until access is granted to the new piece of land where they can build permanent homes. Governor Parkop was not available for comment yesterday.
And Liam, for now though, then these West Papuan refugees remain essentially in a state of limbo.
That's right. It's a limbo some of them have been in for a very long time. Some have been in PNG for decades, fleeing West Papua after Indonesia took control of the region in 1969, following the departure of the Dutch. The refugees in Port Moresby have been shunted from place to place over the years. At one stage, their temporary home was a roundabout on Ella Beach. They moved to Rainbow around a decade ago after Governor Parkop promised to find them a permanent home, and they've been waiting ever since. Over the years, their number has grown. They've married locals, had families, their children have had children, and other outsiders have come to live with them in Rainbow. As I mentioned, Governor Parkop said last Friday that land has been found for the refugees, but bureaucratic red tape has held up access to it. Despite the renewed commitment to find the refugees permanent homes, I don't think any of them will be holding their breaths for an announcement that they can move anytime soon. And it's also worth remembering that as bad as their situation is, there are around 10,000 other West Papuan refugees living in camps along the border with Indonesia. Many of them are still stateless, despite efforts by PNG authorities to register them and provide citizenship.